This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Last July, just before AirVenture in Oshkosh, Alan Henley, lead pilot for Team Aeroshell, broke his neck in a freak accident while playing with his kids at home. Within days, the airshow community had the basics of a plan to help the Henley family adapt to their profoundly changed lives, with the once vigorously active pilot, father, and husband now facing life as a quadriplegic. A total of 22 of the best airshow acts in the world are staging a benefit show for the Henleys at Cecil Field in Jacksonville, Florida, April 18th and 19th. Renowned airshow director Bobby Thompson is one of those, donating her time and expertise to the effort.
This is a very special event. It's for Alan Henley, the Alan Henley Foundation. The show is scheduled for April 18th and 19th, which is the weekend prior to Sun and Fun. And this, all the proceeds for this event will be going to Alan's foundation, which is to help get him ready to adjust and the kind of equipment he needs, and also his long-term care as he gets in a situation where they're having to redo several things in their home. Their cars or vehicles and everything adjusting to a whole different type of life.
Okay, so how did this all come together?
Well, a group of us were at Oshkosh and talking about this horrific accident that Alan had just a month earlier and what a catastrophic, you know, change in their life that this was going to make happen. And Bruce Turner approached me. Bruce, as you may know, typically drives the coach and is often seen with the teams, and he said, we really need to do something to help Alan and the family. You think we can do a benefit air show? And as the more we talked, and we brought in Wayne Boggs as the air boss and chatted and talked to several performers that were there, and the idea just took on a life of its own. To date, we have about 22 performers. People have donated everything from insurance to sound to golf carts, rental cars, courtesy cars. We just are getting so many things done, and all these wonderful performers that have agreed to provide on their own time to come to Jacksonville, Cecil Field, and fly without charging anything, being so generous with their time. And they're also picking up their own accommodations while they're there so that all the proceeds can go to the Foundation for Alan's Care.
Now, we're talking about a heck of an air show here. We've got 22 of the best in the world. Give us a rundown on who's going to be there.
You're right. They are the best in the world, and they're best in the world not only because they're terrific once they get in the air, but obviously with this kind of donation of their time, they're just good people. But we're talking folks like Patty Wagstaff and Sean Tucker and, of course, the Aeroshell team, Big Fang, Red Eagles, Iron Eagles, Michael Goulian, Jackie B is involved, Red Thunder. I mean, just everyone you can possibly imagine, that's the who's who of air shows, has all agreed to donate their time. Dale Snodgrass will be there performing, as will Lee Lauterbach. So it's really not only a great list of performers, but a wonderful eclectic mix, so that fans from seeing their first air show to those of us that have been doing it for a long time are really going to see a great event.
Okay, and Jacksonville's rolling out the red carpet for it.
The Jacksonville Airport Authority has been absolutely tremendous. They've agreed to not only help us put on the show and take care of all the groundside things and the cost of the groundside, such as Porter Johns and parking and fencing. They're also helping us doing the marketing. They're getting ready to host a website that should be online next week, which is the CecilFieldAirshow.com, where you can even learn more about the event. They're making the posters. They're helping distribute the posters. Of course, we'll have electronic ticketing through the click and print folks.
Organizers are hoping to raise a minimum of $100,000 for the Henley family. This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.